Thank you for tuning in to Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. Today's episode 3 of part 3 series, we will focus on how to stay fit and fine over 40 and beyond. Today, I will explain how to incorporate more fiber into your diet and how to deal with lactose intolerance over 40. Monica, have you ever noticed any fiber issues during your 40s?
Actually, yes, I have, and I've noticed that I've had to incorporate more fiber things into my diet, you know, to help my bowel issues. I did notice that, you know, I was having a little bit of trouble with, you know, being bloated and, you know, relieving bowel on a normal basis because of lack of fiber in my diet, because I actually have a low-carb diet, and sometimes when you use a low-carb diet, it can cause your bowels and everything to become, you know, a lot less fluid in your bowels, which will cause you to be constipated. So adding that fiber in, like fruits, vegetables, and things like that, definitely does make a difference when you're over 40. Absolutely.
Okay. Because during my 40s, I've noticed as well that my fiber intake was less than normal when I visit my doctor. I also noticed that I had frequent like constipation issues and having high cholesterol levels that was elevating in all levels. And then I had to educate myself after visiting my doctor on how fiber is a substance found in plants and how to maintain those levels and dietitian fiber types, I mean, different fiber types of carbohydrates that we eat on a day-to-day basis, and making sure that I was eating and having the right amount of fiber, you know, as far as ranging in different food groups and making sure that my body was intaking the absorption of it. And it helped me, you know, a lot in order for me to even lose weight, because it allowed me to feel fuller, you know, longer, which helped, you know, curb my appetite. And I had to make sure that I was eating fibers rich in foods and helping digestion, because I know I have digestion issues along with absorptions of different nutrients. So I have to be more self-conscious about that. Have you ever noticed that as well?
Yeah, I have, Dana. I noticed that I do have to be more self-conscious about adding those fruits and vegetables and things that are high in fiber. I even do a fiber supplement in my protein shake, and that's something else that people can incorporate in their daily regimen as far as fiber. You know, you have Metamucil, you know, a lot of people don't like the chalky stuff, but you have other options too that are, you know, better tasting than Metamucil or, you know, things like that you can buy over the counter. But getting it from your fruits and vegetables and your foods are the first essential key to getting the right amount of fiber in your diet. It does keep you full longer, which also helps control your weight too. How do you feel about that then, with getting fiber in to help control weight, or people who are trying to lose weight?
Yes, and that's what I was going to touch on too.
Okay. With,
I wanted our listeners to know that it's very important that they pay attention and they incorporate different foods that are high in fiber that can, you know, help treat certain issues that people might have. These include like constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, and deficiencies. Dietary fibers can reduce your risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and some cancers. It also may lower your cholesterol. And you have to be, as far as, you know, in tune and know your body, get to know what food you can tolerate and fibers, because so many different fiber supplements out here and so many different kinds of foods that you might have allergies, you know, towards, and your doctor have to help you, or a dietitianary. So these are some of the things that I want our listeners to be more self-conscious when you're trying to incorporate the fibers. Is sometimes you have to do the pros and the cons. What works best for you might not work best for someone else. So what kind of different fibers did you incorporate other than the supplements too, Monica?
Well, I make sure that I have some really good salads. I always eat a salad every day. I try to eat. Aim for my salads at dinner time, because, you know, those are good things to eat when it's late in the evening, because your metabolism is slowing down and it gives you that good bulk and fiber. I do eat apples. Apples are really, really good sources of fiber. Popcorn. I love popcorn. A lot of people can't eat popcorn. You have to kind of use that based on your digestive issues, but popcorn is packed full of fiber. I do oatmeal. I try to do low sugar oatmeals, brown rice. I don't eat the white rice. All those things are really good. Balkan whole grains and things like that are really good things to incorporate in your diet and your eating and your planning your meals that are really good sources of fiber versus taking supplements. And of course, if you're on the go and you're busy and you don't have time to really eat throughout the day to get all of these good, bulk and fibers in, then you can opt for the supplements. You can do a fiber tablet, you can do a fiber drink, in your shakes or whatever. You can get it that way as well. But of course, getting it through your food is the first key and the most best way to get the most, that I found for myself, the most beneficial amount of fiber in your diet to help with those digestive issues. Also want to point out, not getting enough fiber impacts colon cancer too. That's the main important cancer that people have to be careful of, not getting enough fiber in the diet, because when your colon is backed up, you don't have that bulk and fiber to remove, to actually grab and pull all that waste out of your intestines, then you risk a chance of developing those polyps, which of course we know those polyps turn into cancer. So getting enough fiber in your diet for that reason, for that type of cancer, of course other cancers as well, but specifically for colon cancer, is very, very important.
Absolutely, Monica. And you know what? I really strongly urge our listeners to please go get, if you're over 40 or 50 and beyond, please go get screened for colon cancer, because it really saves lives. And a lot of our viewers need to know this, because a lot of people don't know, Monica, that colon cancer is like a leading cause, because my doctor had educated me about that. So I just want to let our listeners know, please go get screened for colon cancer. It's very important at this, if you're 40 and beyond, it really helps out. And you were touching on far as more high fiber food. For me, I love my berries and raspberries and blackberries and cereals that's high and rich in fibers. I eat my apples. And then, like you were saying, whole grains, that's very important. And the main thing is try not to add too much fiber, too, because sometimes too much of something might not be good for you. So it's always good to check with your doctor and make sure you know your body before consuming or starting a high-fiber diet. You might notice some symptoms like your bloating, cramping, gassing, but making sure that you have, different supplements or high fiber foods that can prevent some of these things to be on, onset from eating too much fiber. Start with one thing, one thing at a time, like one kind of food group or fiber group of dietary meals. Then gradually increase or decrease. Wait several days or to a week, making other changes. And it's very important that you include liquids like water, your water intake. When you're on a fiber, like far as increasing or decreasing, make sure your body is hydrated when you're starting any different type of diet regimen.
Absolutely, especially if you're doing a high fiber diet, you definitely want to make sure you have enough, hydration, because those liquids, those juices and things in your digestive tract and all that fiber helps move, helps keep everything normal, regular, helps keep things moving. So you definitely want to make sure that you have, enough, stay well hydrated. Also, I want to point out too, Dennis, to our listeners, that of course with the colon cancer screening, if you have a family history of colon cancer, is when you might have to bump it up a little bit sooner than the average time frame that they recommend you to start having those types of screenings. So again, like Dana said, make sure you check with your doctor and your family history and all that, and just kind of go from there, and make sure that you are following a good regimen of keeping things healthy and moving with the fiber. All of that stuff works. And of course, staying hydrated, drink plenty of water, especially in the hot summer months like we're in now. It's really critical to drink plenty of water, exercise, things like that, to also help keep things moving.
All right. Those are some great points, too, Monica. But when in doubt, always check with your doctor before incorporating any type of new diet regimen. Next topic for our listeners is how to manage lactose intolerance with dairy. And I know for me, I am lactose intolerant. because I love my milk and yogurt, but I have to be mindful of these foods that I'm consuming that have dairy in it. I'm not alone. I know a lot of my friends, we talk about this. I know with you, Monica, I've spoken to you about being lactose intolerant and dairy-free with food. Have you noticed any other people that you spoke to, Monica, about lactose intolerance, that are lactose intolerant?
Yeah, I noticed that it's funny when we up your course is saying how to stay fit and sound over 40. I noticed that people have more issues with becoming lactose intolerant once they you know, reach over 40. There are some individuals who are naturally lactose intolerant at younger ages, but it seems to be more prominent in the age group of individuals that are over 40. And I also found that it's also more prominent in, you know, in people of color origin, ethnicities that are more likely to be lactose intolerant. My husband is a prime example. After he got over 40, he cannot eat dairy, ice cream, milk products because he became severely lactose intolerant. So, yes, that's a good point, Dana. So what tips and information that you can give us on individuals and some of the reasons why people become lactose intolerant over 40?
Okay. Some reasons, Monica, people are lactose intolerant is because our immune and absorption does decrease over time with age. And then not only that, is with our body, as far as we might have developed gastrointestinal issues, as far as absorbing and breaking down these different types of dairy, far as intake, it can create, like, far as diarrhea, abdominal pain, bloating, cramping, and some things you have to pay attention to with your body, because over time, as like when we were little and small, our bodies could absorb and tolerate some of it. But then over time now, I noticed with my children, they've been having issues with being lactose intolerant from being from infant, and it goes in stages. And some people just can't tolerate because our bodies just can't break that dairy, you know, consumption down. But you have to be mindful when you're consuming dairy. It can be overwhelming to your body, but you have to balance out your intake along with making sure, like, go back to your fruits and vegetables, whole grains, get to slow, like, your digestive and give your body more time to digest the lactose. Try to reduce fat instead of fat-free milk products like fiber and fats that slows your digestion. Eat dairy foods in small amounts. If you're not lactose intolerant, but if you are, make sure that you have something in place for it, like a lactose intolerant by milk or foods. For me, I know I'm a vegetarian. I'm always having a plant-based cheese that's low in lactose that my body can break down and absorb. By like with other things that I know that I've incorporated, I experience with my dairy, with having a Ativa yogurt that helps me out a lot, along with my breakfast and in between meals. I have my sugar intake, because a lot of lactose and dairy do have large amounts of sugar. And I know that it's very important that you read those ingredients before you consume those dairy products, because a lot of them are high in dairy.
Not up for more, I use almond milk. That's really the main milk that we drink in my household. We don't drink cow's milk. I do almond milk. I also do vegan cheese. There's some other things that, I try to, avoid. Of course, I do the lactate-free ice cream for my husband. And, of course, he'll do the coconut milk ice cream. Because, they have a lot of the nut-based ice creams now that you can buy that are made from coconut milk or from soy, as well as the yogurt. They also have the lactate-free milk. The only thing about lactate-free milk I want our listeners to know is that you got to watch the sugar content. Because if you ever had lactose-free milk before, it's really kind of sweet. But they do have other alternatives that's lactose-free without a lot of the sugars. So you just kind of have to shop around and get the best option, because you don't want to drink, you know, milk because it's lactose free, but you're consuming all these empty calories with it being high, too high in sugars, based on the ingredients that they have to put in the milk to make it lactose intolerant. I mean to make it lactose free. So you definitely want to make sure you do your homework and shop around for the best options. But if you don't have those nut allergies and you can drink the almond milk, I recommend almond milk. That's another thing. People who have tree nut allergies do have to be careful because they can't consume the almond milk, but then you have your soy milk. So you do have quite a few options that you can choose from to go, you know, dairy-free if you choose to go that way. And, of course, with lactose-free milk and ice cream and, you know, cheese, as well as, you know, other sour cream and things, dairy, other non-dairy products that you can choose from. So, yeah, that's what I do in my house right now.
Okay, and I also want our listeners to know, too, that they can buy lactose tablets that they can add to their milk, their lactose milk, that they can find these products that are near by groceries or pharmacies that can help break down the absorption of the lactose that body can absorb. So mm-hmm. These are some of the things our listeners can add to their diet as well, Monica, lactose supplements.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, that's one thing I've got to touch on, too. You do have supplements that you can take before you, if you absolutely have to have your dairy products, there are supplements that you can take to help aid in to combat the lactose intolerance. And, of course, you got your old-fashioned Gas-X. And my husband, I make sure he does not go anywhere without that. He's going to eat ice cream. So it's just, you know, those are just a little chuckle for people. You know, those are just little things that you can try to do to incorporate to combat being lactose intolerant.
Okay. And my thing is, when in doubt, check with your doctor and your dietitian whenever you have underlying health conditions with lactose, it's always best to check with your doctor or your dietitian first before you incorporate any new diet supplement or changing your lifestyle when you're over 40 and beyond. So stay tuned. We will be right back following these commercial messages.
Hi, my name is Monica James, the owner of Brazilian Beauty Bar Natural Hair Salon, naturally native hair and skin care. We recently partnered with Walmart and Amazon, so be sure to purchase our natural hair and skin care products for all of your basic hair and skin care needs. Visit our website for 20% off of your purchase of $100 or more at BrazilBeautyBar.com. Have a fabulous day.
Hi, if you're into wellness and fitness and would like to purchase some apparel, come check out KumaFitnessAndApparel.com, where we will give you 20% off your first purchase of $100 or more. So come on down and check out Kumba Fitness and Apparel.
Welcome back to Hype Skin Beauty Hair and Fitness Podcast. This is Monica, and I am adding to our segment today of lactose intolerant and getting enough fiber in diet. The one I want to touch on is the impact of stress on our bodies over 40. Of course, stress can impact us at any age, but of course, when we get over 40, we definitely want to try to find ways to keep those stress levels low because our bodies tend to store, extra weight and stuff in areas that we didn't before. And here are some of the reasons why. The impact of stress on your body releases a hormone called cortisol, okay? When it feels threatened or stressed, cortisol is a hormone that increases sugar in your bloodstream, increases glucose in your brain, and slows down your immune system and digestive system. This is a part of your natural fight or flight response to danger. So it's pretty much saying that, you know, back when humans had to be in high alert for predators and everything back in prehistoric times, you know, it was key to their survival. However, your response to stress can also have lasting unintended effects as well. So cortisol will increase belly fat. So that's why sometimes we get a little bit more belly fat in the middle when we get over 40, because a lot of times it's our body's response to our diet as well as how we handle stress. We definitely keep those stress levels low because it also helps get down that little pooch that you're trying to get, you know, flattened out, you know, to look better, feel better. And of course, you are at higher risk and you have more belly fat, you're at higher risk for cardiovascular disease and heart attacks. So you definitely want to try to keep that in check. The impact of stress on your physical health. In high stressful situations like car accidents, the system works as intended, but when your brain perceives everyday inconveniences like traffic and work, it as threats, it continuously releases the cortisol hormone. So when you're trying to combat this day-to-day stuff and you're not handling it well, then your body releases an overabundance of that cortisol, and that can also bring about frequent stress, headaches, digestion issues, muscle tension, fatigue, and frequent bouts of sickness and sleep issues can all be directly linked to the hormone cortisol. So you definitely want to be very mindful of that. Some of the other things I want to point out real quickly on stress, the impact of stress on your mental health. This is a really critical one. Of course, anybody goes through mental health issues at any age, but when you get over a certain age, if over 40, you have hormones, other hormones that are kicking in as we age. Just naturally, just a part of the aging process. So when you're not combating stress, it adds to those natural hormones that your body are already producing due to your age. So the impact of stress is cortisol can affect your mental well-being. It affects the stress on your mental health. It'll manifest in changes in your mood, your feelings of anxiousness and sadness, restlessness, feeling overwhelmed, irritability, loss of motivation, and the inability to calm your mind. So these are all things that we have to know how to combat stress, especially when we get over 40, because our body's going through a different process. It's going through the aging process, and it'll accelerate that aging process if we don't know how to kind of put things in perspective to help avoid a lot of the extra stress, that unnecessary stress that we don't need, and kind of evaluate and eliminate some things that we can kind of get rid of to help ease the stress, and learning how to calm, doing the yoga, the deep breathing, and some of our other segments we did touch on, you know, deep breathing and yoga and things like that, getting a massage. Those are all different things that we can do to help combat stress over 40. Impact of stress on your sleep. We touched on that in our last segment with being fit and fine over 40. Physically and mentally not feeling well occasionally develops into sleeplessness. Unfortunately, your brain and body can be, can best manage stress after a good night's sleep. So that's a good thing. If you get a good night's sleep and you're well relaxed, your body can handle stress a whole lot better. It's almost like a good defense shield for your body. So being stressed and having trouble falling asleep can feel like you're stuck in a negative cycle. So you definitely want to try to, you know, find ways to get some good sleep. If you might have to get with your doctor to maybe get some help with maybe some supplements temporarily, you know, just based on your medical history, you definitely want to touch with your doctor if it's becoming a regular problem with you not being able to get to sleep. Because, again, aging hormones can bring on insomnia and things like that over a certain age in men and women. So you definitely want to get with your doctor on that, because not having a good night's sleep can bring on this cortisol and other health issues that I just talked about. And of course, last but not least, the most important part is you definitely want to make sure you get that exercise. Exercise regularly has been shown to lower the cortisol levels in your body, and it's a great way to get your mind off of the intrusive thoughts, unwind near bedtime when it's easier to, you know, to get, you know, kind of get relaxed. You want to make sure you go for a walk or a jog throughout the day, some relaxing yoga, and just try to keep active. Even if you park, if you work for corporate America, you want to park a little bit far from the building, because that little walk, that little, you know, short distance walk from your car to the building, that's exercise. You know, on your lunch break, and you can take a walk around your office complex or whatever. Those are different ways you can fit those things in on times when you don't have time to exercise. You can find little ways like that. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Those are ways that you can do that. And I know you said you actually take a walk every day, right?
Mm-hmm, yes, I take my daily walk every day. I try to incorporate that in order to keep my stress level down.
Okay, and you find that that does help, right?
Yes, that really helps me. And by the time I finish walking like 2 or 3 blocks, sometimes it helps, you know, far with my mood swing, and like I've had a stressful day in between with my children, work and home, and try to balance mm-hmm. those things. And sometimes too, I do jog a little bit. I do different paths. So I go around the park and mm-hmm. a different scenery. And these things really help with my mood and it balance me out. And when I go back home, I'm real much calmer than what I was before I began.
Those are all great points, and me too. And I actually try to incorporate some type of exercise every day, at least 4 days a week throughout my daily routine. That definitely helps combat stress. If I'm stressed out when I'm on that elliptical machine or I'm jogging, I do a deep, heavy breathing in and out, and I feel like I just release it all. So that definitely helps. It's more beneficial than what you realize when you get into the habit of doing daily exercise. And also, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness means being aware and present in the moment. Simply focusing on the moment rather than in the future or the past can help reduce stress by breaking you out of that cycle of disruptive thinking. So you want to keep your thoughts positive. You know, what in your life you want to focus on, what's going well in your life, what are you thankful for, positive thoughts in the present to help keep yourself grounded. And you can also meditate and try to clear your mind entirely, which is, you know, all positive benefits to help combat stress over 40 and above, but at any age. So these are all helpful tips all across the board, but especially if you want to stay fit and fine over 40.
Okay. Oh, Monica, I want to let our listeners know, too, they can download meditation instrumental music that can help during that meditation.
Okay, absolutely. And I also want our listeners to know that we have a new website that we will be launching this week. It's on Estee Shop. It's KumbaFitness.com/Estee. We'll make sure we get that posted on our podcast so you guys can visit our new online store where you can buy nice apparel to help, you know, add into your fitness routine. We have supplements, detox teas, and things like that. And also, if you're trying to get some things for your skin, you can visit our other website, BrazilBeautyBar.com. We have some good, you know, skincare creams and things for your natural hairstyles when you want to work out and everything. So be sure to visit our websites and check us out. You also get 20% off on each site. There's a coupon code at the top. And we do appreciate our listeners. Stay fit and fine over 40.